Good morning, folks. I just spilled coffee everywhere. This is Tyler Fleming. You are listening to Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. It's lovely to be on my way to work on this beautiful, really is a beautiful, Friday morning in October. It's the 19th of October, 2018. Oh, I was actually supposed to be born on this day 30 years ago. Ain't that shit crazy? So, because this was my due date, I always feel like I've had this connection with this date, even though it doesn't mean anything to me. Like, I wasn't born on this day, I was born on a different day. So it doesn't really matter, you know, but I always remember today. And today, it's also kind of timely that I was supposed to be born on this day 30 years ago, because in... A week from Friday, or Sunday, I will be 30. And, if I look back on the last decade, man, when I was 20 years old, I was bald, I was anorexic, I was transitioning into a new college that I thought was super dope. I definitely didn't drink coffee. I didn't lift weights really. I kind of messed with kettlebells and lots of yoga and stuff, but I was not on the same tip that I am on now. Lots has changed. It's kind of, I mean, you know, because it's easy to look back at the last decade and be like, fuck, I did nothing. That's not exactly true either. And it's also kind of cool that I believe I could have the dates wrong. Yeah, I kind of have the dates wrong. That somewhere in this time, actually no, somewhere in this time, about 5 years ago, I met my wife for the first time. Or who would become my wife, which is kind of dope. Nonetheless. Now, this is no disrespect to police officers, but I fucking hate when people drive old police cars. Cannot stand it. Alright, I actually have a plan today. I promise. It did not involve spilling my coffee or remembering what the date was, but it kind of has everything to do with remembering what the date was. A couple days ago, I recorded, just for myself really, to process, an episode kind of digging into what my vision for the world, for my life is, and I didn't end up publishing it, which is cool. I think this will be a, even with the oh shit moment right at the beginning, I turned a corner, dropped my coffee, and then drop it. It fell over. And it fell over because I left my mug at school yesterday, as well as my water bottle. And I lost my key this morning, which happens at least 2 to 3 times a week. Because my key is no longer connected to my carabiner. Which means that it free floats through this world all alone and sometimes gets lost, usually in the place where it's supposed to be. So, this morning, though, I woke up, which is a blessing again. And 2 days ago, on Wednesday, I trained for the first time in a while. And I said, like, I've worked out. I'm a phys ed teacher. Like, I move. I talk about movement a lot. I move every day. But this is like a dedicated training session. Because as I mentioned, I haven't been feeling particularly well. But I knew Wednesday evening when our littlest was starting to fade early in the evening that I might have an opportunity to train that evening. So I did, and it felt wonderful. The program Strength 202, programmed by Juan Guadarrama, JL Guadarrama, on the Instagrams. You need to follow him because he's a good human and a great coach, probably an awesome husband, and definitely a really good dad. But that was session number one, and which kind of fits in with everything. And I probably won't talk much more about that, I think, for a while. But I just want to do it. And so I woke up this morning, and I had the moment where I was like, all right, so our youngest was up for a while in the middle of the night, and my wife actually ended up having to come out and help get him back to sleep, which I greatly appreciate. But sleep wasn't perfect last night, which is fine. It's expected. And this morning, I had a decision to make. I didn't wake up at the appropriate 3:30, 3:40 time to get into the garage by 4 to be out at appropriate time. So it was like 4:15, 4:20 or so. And I was still getting going, and I was like, shit, what do I do? Do I head out to the garage and probably mess up a bunch of other stuff and, like, don't do these dishes and all that stuff? Or do I do as many dishes as I can, get some stuff ready, and then, like, I can crush it this evening? It's Friday. Like, it's an opportunity to do that. And I went with the latter, and which I think was a good decision. But I also sat down because I've been feeling the need to do this for a minute, and was having trouble articulating it. And so I think the episode the other day kind of helped. But I wanted to articulate kind of what I envision for the next 10 years. And I'm going to throw this in an envelope, and I'm going to open it in 10 years on October 19th. Which will be just shy of a week, or just more than a week from my 40th birthday. That shit will be crazy. But I was thinking about it the other day. When I started my undergrad, or when I transferred programs in my undergrad, I was 20. My mentors, who, if you're smart and can connect the dots, you can figure out their names and then you can associate these ages, we're 32. It's really wild to me that 10 years has already passed, so now they're 42 and I'm about to be 30. That's really wild. And their oldest is in her second or third year of college, and their youngest is a senior in high school. And when I met her, she was in first grade, and I met their oldest, she was in fourth grade, maybe. Something like that. What the fuck just happened? That's weird. So, I've just been kind of reflecting on it. I guess that makes sense, because 30 is kind of a big deal. And it's easy to look at 20s and be like, well, you screwed this up and screwed that up and you messed money up really bad, and your fear of this and that really limited your progress in this and that, like finance, fitness, that sort of stuff. But you also did these other things, right? You also had some really great experiences, met some good people from all over the world. You spent some time outdoors. You've worked with a ton of amazing young people. Like, I don't know if I'm in the thousands yet, but if I've worked with, let's say, even just 100 kids a year, 100 kids a year times 10 years, well, that's 1,000. That's pretty easy math, I guess. I could have done that. But some of these years, I've worked with more than 100 kids. So I could estimate that I've worked with over 1,000 kids at this point. from kindergarten, and sometimes before, to 12th grade and sometimes after, which is crazy. Let's see, what else? Yeah. So I want to get into this vision that I have, right? And that I'm creating, that we're creating. So the vision is, right, that over the next 10 years, now that I've done a lot of exploring and kind of building out my own perspectives of the world and kind of getting my footing into what's going on or how I feel and losing my voice and finding my voice and all these things, had some really potent experiences in education. I got a master's degree, got married, bought a house, had a kid, have two kids. You know, a lot has happened, a lot has changed. There's been a lot of progress that could be looked at as progress, I think. But now, what happens, what's coming, what's to come? Right, currently, I'm an elementary phys ed teacher, and it's pretty dope. I go home with quite a bit of energy for my family most days. I'm working on my mental health, working on getting my training going in the direction that I want and need it to, and you know, I'm reading more, I'm spending more time outside, I'm eating better, I'm eating more, which for me is a difficult thing sometimes. You know, it's a pretty good spot to be, but it's not where I'm going to be forever, right? And so over the next 10 years, we'll start with the physical, because I think that's a good place to start. Physically, right, I'd like to, and I probably should have pulled out the notebook, but I'm driving, so that'd be extra dangerous. I like to build my capacity for what I've been calling anti-fragile fitness, right? And what I mean by that, and what I've meant by that, is a version of fitness, a philosophy of fitness, that where my body grows stronger through the challenges of life, right? That it's adaptable and robust enough to have shit go sideways and to learn and grow from these experiences. Just like I want my mind to do, but this is on, we're on the physical plane right now. And this looks like, specifically, it looks like movement quality, right? So really refining movement quality and then building strength, right? I've said it before, move better, grow stronger, have more fun. And I think those things hold true, but I want to express them slightly different. Right? Movement quality is getting into the details of movement and making sure that I, you know, one, understand the anatomy and that sort of deal, but also I'm constantly refining my movement patterns so that they're optimal, so that I can move for the longest amount of time. Strength, which it can be broadly defined as the ability to do, but it's actually force equals mass times acceleration. I want to grow stronger, right? This includes the development of my physical structure, right? So structural changes that I'm working towards, and that requires more food, more sleep, heavier weights, etc. Different repetitions, different rest periods, all that jazz, right? So I'm not interested in just staying the same size or same strength, but to grow stronger over the next 10 years. And I think that's 10 years is an interesting way to mark it, because it's a long time. And in the world of, like, I don't know, I guess I have been. I've been picking up things and putting them down for over 10 years now, but maybe not with the focus that I could have that would have allowed for a particular amount of growth. Okay. And then both of those things, movement quality and strength, with the purpose of application. And so, practical application, as I call it, right? So that is to protect my family in emergency or violent situation, my family, friends, people around me, to provide the best life that I possibly can, and to play, which again is kind of that practical application, which I've expressed as time outside with my kids. It's again being able to protect my family in these challenging times, to care for them, etc., etc. So that's some sort of martial art, and time outside and a martial art are kind of the main expressions that this will look like over the next 10 years. And that's the practical application. And that can be to grow food, it can be to provide an income, right? But the purpose behind my physical capacity, it goes far beyond just aesthetics, and it goes far beyond just for me. Right, it's to be useful in this world. Beyond the physical, right, it's in the next 10 years, I will have earned my PhD. It's a doctor of philosophy, connecting the ideas of movement and people, movement and community, and the different ways that these concepts, these ideas, these very important aspects of my life can positively impact one another to improve health, longevity for the most people possible, right? And then for my family, that this looks like, we'll be living where we choose to live in 10 years. My wife, Alyssa, will be finishing her MD. It's a medical doctor, and she's not exactly sure what exact field within medicine she's going to be going into, but that's the goal. That our boys are exposed to quality food, quality experiences, quality people, that we have the means to provide high quality experiences and food, and that the folks around us are the source of people that we want our sons to be in conversation with, having these experiences with, that are going to build their capacity and their ability to do great things in this world, as well as to build their spirit and their soul to believe that they can do whatever it is that they choose to do. Right. That's pretty much it, right? It's not big, fancy, complex, but that's kind of where the next, a rough game plan for these next 10 years, and I think it'll be really interesting to open this envelope and probably listen to this audio recording in 10 years and see what's up, you know, how did that process look, what did it look like, how did it feel, what did I learn, what did we learn, all that sort of stuff is going to be really interesting to check out in 10 years when I'm about to turn 40, right? That'll be dope. Maybe Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop will still be a thing. Maybe it won't be. Who knows? Who cares, right? The important part, and I'm learning this, is not like where you get. It's that process, that in between. But I think 10 years is a big period of time, right? It's a big chunk of time. At that point, it'll be a quarter of my life. Right now, 10 years is a third of my life. Previously, 10 years was half of my life. Shit's a big deal. And maybe it becomes less of a big deal as I get older, but it's not nothing. And so, in that period of time, obviously there will be check-ins, and there will be evolutions, and maybe even some revolutions, but it'll be cool to check in 10 years to see how things have evolved. So, yeah. And before I even pull up to the school, though I will be on time, this is Fear Rock Gym and Coffee Shop. I invite you to check out some dope music today. I have really, really been feeling Chance the Rapper lately. He's one of my favorite rappers, and I've been listening to a long-form interview with him that has kind of been a little bit more insight. And it's, I appreciate them even more. So I invite you to check out some good music. Spend some time outside. If you're into it, pick up some heavy things. And most, you know, of all, spend some quality time with the people you love. Because we never know how much time we get to spend with the people we love. So we should cherish that time. Again, this is Tyler Fleming. You're listening to Fear Rock, Jim and Coffee Shop. I hope you have a beautiful day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.